Thomas Paine. Sometimes people would pretend to be bewitched for their own benefit. In this source, Thomas Paine explains his motivations for pretending to be bewitched and what happened during the course of his supposed bewitchment. 28 February, 1629. Newmarket, the 28th of February, 1629. Thomas Paine says that having long since, some 2 years gone, some displeasure that he could not have such means from his father as he thought he lacked, paying commonly freely when he was in any company, and having oftentimes threatened upon any discontent between his parents and himself that he would not stay with them, be gone to the Low Countries or the like, upon the persuasion of some other fellows, he found himself somewhat ill in his body. Thursday last was a month, and being not open in his body 13 days, his brother went to the physician, Mr. Ayres, in Bury St. Edmunds, the day before Candlemas Day. But with all his ill disposition of his body, his mind's being not better disposed, resolved to deceive his father, and to feign himself frantic, in hope his father should allow him better maintenance or portion for his marriage, which he intended with one Elizabeth Waller at Putnam in Suffolk, to whom he was going when he found himself ill, promise being passed betwixt them both, for which match his father was not forward. And being thus visited in his feigned disease by divers, some whereof did say they did think he was bewitched, by name one William Owens and Ambrose Everard, Roger Mountain and the wife of William Owens, the first day of his fainting, thereby he took occasion to change his first project, and to keep them in their opinion to be bewitched, and having continued so till about Tuesday next after Candlemas Day, still feigning to be dumb, he heard his brother and divers others say it would be good the justices of peace should be acquainted with all. He thereupon did write the letter to Sir Martin Stoutville, and after counterfeited to be not able to write any more some 48 hours. As before, he counterfeited to be dumb, unless when some fits were upon him. Then he spoke and barked like a dog, the which, when he saw and heard the people to marvel at, he was much pleased withal. Amongst them, the wench that watched him, Anne Coward, told him that she was once high whirled into a ditch of water by the spirit, whereby he took occasion to go the strong on in that feigning, etc. Now, upon Thursday last was 7 night, about 10 o'clock in the night, he let himself fall out of his bed, to make them that did think and say he was bewitched, for others were that said he did but counterfeit, the more assured in their opinions. And Friday, the next day after Alice Reed, before called Alice Bird, came in, by the means of Sir Martin Stoutville, to see what he then would do. Some of the standers, by saying the witch was come, and the wench that helped him, wishing she might not come at him, for she could kill him, his brother and others saying it was her pleasure she should come to him, and many others saying that he would tear her, and the like speeches. He, thereby induced, came out of his bed and laid hold on her, pulling her down, and pulled off her headgear, and so was taken from her and laid abed again. Now being seen for to come hither, he fell sore afraid, but those that were about him persuaded him to fear nothing, but to stand to it, to the truth, to his own. And then the two women, Elizabeth Bird and her daughter, and the old woman's mother and grandmother, were suspected to be witches. Those that said so are John Parman, and his eldest son John Parman, and others. He came hither this morning in his bed without his clothes, finding himself weary and sore, and his keeper saying that he could not suffer his clothes, which his father would have had him put on. And this, he saith, is the plain truth, for the doing whereof he heartily craves pardon of God and the King, promising never to do the like again, but heartily repairing to become a new man. In witness hereof, he himself adds this much, that he will forever confess that before written, and I do promise to use the best means that I can to the uttermost of my poor power to make her recompense for this wrong by me. Thomas Paine.